Hello there, and welcome to the Wonder Tooth Podcast with Dr. Saad. This will be our weekly episode. I hope you are keeping well and safe and that you are having your best year ever. This is Dr. Saad, the founder of Dent Blanche Dental, the best luxury dental spa in the U.S., and she will be your host. Dr. Saad will take you to the secrets and wonders of having an incredible smile, as well as healthy teeth and an overall health. She will give you some tips to make sure our podcast is rocking and rolling. Let's go, baby.
Hello, hello, and welcome to our new episode of the Wonder Tooth Podcast. How is everybody doing? I hope everybody's good. And today we're going to continue talking about dental veneers and if the dental veneers are a good fit for you. In the last episode, we spoke about what are the dental veneers, what is a smile makeover, what's the difference between a dental veneer and a dental crown, and most importantly, what are the indications? Who can get a dental veneer? Is anybody walking down the street can get them, or are there certain restrictions? And you can find the episode actually in the bio link. And you can also, I'm going to put the link at the show notes, but you can also find it on YouTube as well. Today, we're going to talk about the process. For us as dentists, what is the process when you come to the office or before even coming to the office? Why some dentists ask the patients for a virtual consultation? What is a virtual consultation? Does anybody know? Okay, today we're going to talk about that. So, we have a lot of patients who come to the office and they ask, what is the process? What can I do? How can I get started? So usually the first thing to do is to get some pictures taken. And some of our patients, they live out of the state, or some of them, they live out of the country. So it's not really feasible for them to come just to take pictures. So we usually ask them to send some pictures of the face, and without smiling, just at rest position, which is like this. Not smiling, not upset, just rest position. And another picture at the smiling, big smile. And some of them with like a close-up to the teeth. And another picture with the profile. Why do we want to see that? Because we need to make sure that there is like, you know, there is a certain line from the ala of the ear to the nose. And this line has to be kind of parallel. So we need to make sure we get those pictures. And why is that? Why, as dentists, we need some pictures for a consultation? Because, first of all, we want to make sure that we can get the job done properly. And how is that? Because, for example, if you have, let's say, a broken tooth, completely broken tooth in the front, you think, oh, we're going to fix it with a veneer. Well, we can't. Well, we have to fix it maybe with a crown, or maybe we have to pull the tooth, or maybe we can put a bridge, or maybe we can put an implant. So we need to see what's really going on. Second, some patients, they might have some severe crowning. Remember in the previous episode, I spoke about the veneer sometimes, or only in certain criteria, we can fix some malocclusion. Very small malocclusion, which means if the tooth is like slightly off on top of the other one, just a little tiny bit, not like this. Okay, you got me, guys? So very slight, but some patients, they think, okay, I'm gonna get veneers, I'm gonna pay all that amount of money, but they're gonna fix my teeth, and the teeth are like literally on top of each other. We can't fix that. We cannot fix that with veneers, guys. There are other options, but veneer is not one of them. Or if the patient have gum disease, and I want veneers, of course. Open your mouth, let me take a picture. And then the teeth are wobbly, literally wobbly. And why do we want a close-up picture? Because we want to see where the gum level is. So basically, we ask you to smile big, and if you can literally pull your cheeks and get like the camera like right there, because we want to see the condition of the gums too. Yeah, we are a little tricky, but we have to, because we were trying to save you a trip for no reason. So it's very important. The first thing is to send some pictures to the dentist. And for us, if you are looking for a consultation for veneers, you can find the link in actually the show notes. I'm going to put it there. And it's also on our Instagram at radwasad_DMD. So make sure you check it out if you are thinking about veneers, because we can really help you. So first thing is going to be the pictures. Second, we bring you in for an in-office consultation, unless you also have some x-rays, which would be fantastic. If you have some x-rays to send me, that would be like, I would love you forever. Because it's just gonna make things a lot easier. Because really from the x-rays, then I can check to make sure that the gums look okay, the bone levels is fine, there is no decay, there is no like serious cavities or no infection, there is no cyst or any problems going on in the jaw that we are not aware of. If you don't remember, you can go back and listen to my previous episode, part one. Today is part two, which we're gonna talk about the process. How do we do veneers? So the first thing is a consultation. We want photos of the face in a rest position, in a smiling position, the profile, and also some close-up picture of the teeth. Now, let's say you are, you know, a little bit like, you know, you're 7 years young, and you want to recreate your picture when you were like 20 years young. You can send me that picture too. You can send me the picture of right now and back then, because then we can actually try to recreate that smile back to you. Some people with time and age, they start to, you know, get some spacing between the teeth. And if it's not from gum disease, then we can also recreate how the teeth were, you know, there was no spaces before. So we can recreate that again. So it's important if you have an older picture of you, to send it over as well and say, you know what, this is what I want, and this is what I want to recreate back. Some people, some of the patients, they also want to recreate a smile of like Julia Roberts, for example. She's got a beautiful aesthetic smile. Or they want a smile like, I don't know, like Cardi B or anybody. So usually they will bring me a picture and be like, I want that smile. Give me that smile. Okay. We can definitely help you with that. Like I had a patient before, and I have in my office, I have like a book where we have certain different shapes of teeth, different smiles basically. And you can select. And I had a patient who was very selective. He wanted he knew what he wanted. And he was like, I want that picture. I want the canine to look exactly like this. I don't want them to be that pointy or that rounded. I want that exactly. Okay. We understand that. And we can definitely communicate that. So the best thing is going to be communication. Communication through pictures, communication through x-rays, and communication through talking. Let me know exactly what you want. If you have an older photo of you that we want to take care of, we will do it. If you have like a superstar that you want to create that smile in your mouth, we can also take care of that, of course, within, you know, a certain level. So you come to the dentist, and now it's time for me to check and see what we're going to do. For example, if you had some bonding done, if you have like let's say you had spacing, and now there are spaces between your front teeth and they were filled now with composite just to close the gap. I have to remove this because now I need to start scanning your teeth. We don't do like the mold, the gooey stuff. We're a very high tech dental office, which we're a little bit, that's why we are an elevated dentistry, if you know what I mean. So we like to do things very, in a very high tech, in a very clean environment. It's not messy, it's not gooey, it's not like it's a little camera, but I need to remove the bonding now, which is I have to. So the first thing is going to be I have to scan your top and your bottom teeth. And as I said, it's a little camera, we just kind of retract your cheeks and we just scan all the top teeth from the outside, from the inside, and the bottom teeth, same thing. And then we also have to scan the bite. When you're biting, then we have to scan that because then the machine is going to put your teeth together. It's a very smart machine, but it needs to put them together. We have one of two scenarios now. First scenario, usually if I'm going to do, like, let's say a smile makeover, a big smile makeover, and I don't have that relationship with the patient, so I will be like, okay, let's try to get you a mock-up first. And a mock-up means I need to send the case to the lab or to my dental designer to design the case for me to the ultimate, to the best position. Like, we want those teeth to be in the best position. How can we tell? When you smile, you need to see, like, the curve of your lower lip is literally followed by your top teeth. A little curve on it like this. You see, you have to see that little curve. So this is number one. We can do a mock-up, and this is if, you know, if we have time. So basically what I do after I scan and we take the pictures, I send them to my designer, and then my designer will recreate the smile back. Then send me the file back. Everything is sent electronically. And sometimes we can get it done on the same day. Then we have the 3D printer in the office so we can print that. So then I have now how your veneers are going to look like. Not only that, but then we make a little model of this, and then we kind of fill it with resin and we put it on top of your teeth so that you can smile and see how the teeth are going to kind of look like. 100%, but kind of what they're going to look like. It's called like a digital wax up. This is the smile design we're talking about. And if we are happy, we're good for it, we select the color, of course, the shade. Some patients, they don't want them too white. Some patients white them. I want them as white as the sink. I want them as white as a porcelain ball. Okay, I get it. And we're going to get it done. Of course, I have to explain to the patients, you know, sometimes you don't want them too white, or even if we make them too white, we still have to do a little tiny bit of characterization, which means little bit of staining around the gum lines to give them more a natural look, like very light, very subtle. And then at the edge, you have to have a little bit of translucency. We usually like to have a 1.5 translucency just to give that tooth, you know, it's not completely white. It's like white with a little character. Then the front teeth also, they have like a different shape. We communicate all of that with the patient too. It's very important. So you have to make sure you communicate that with your dentist, or you can come to us and we'll know how to, what to do with you guys. So back to the digital smile design. So as soon as now, let's say we 3D printed the model, it takes around, what, half an hour to print it in the office. We try it on the patient, you know, on the patient teeth. Okay, I like them. I'm ready for it. Sometimes the patient will be like, I want to get it done now. Okay. Now, it's very important to know if we are going to do two veneers, like two front teeth versus four versus eight versus 10. And everything, of course, time. We need a little bit of time. So usually if it's like the two front teeth, I can usually do them. That's easy. Four front teeth, I can do them on the same day. I don't have to go through all of that. But if it's more than that, let's say we're doing eight, or I would prefer to do 10, because when you smile, you can see up to your second premolars mostly. And this is when patients come and say, I have chiclets teeth. What happened? Okay, we did like canine to a canine, from the eye tooth to the eye tooth, and they made them so white. Like incredibly white. And then the premolars come after and it's yellow. And of course you smile and you only see like, ooh, front teeth very white, and then as if there is nothing behind. Why is that? Why is that? I'm asking, why? Well, the dentist didn't tell me, or I didn't know, or they should have added another one. I didn't know. Okay, now I'm telling you guys, could you please, 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 if you want some really, really, really white teeth, like as white as, like, I don't even know, white. Whitening alone is not going to help you. Whitening, it fades with time. So you have to be open to the idea. You're going to get eight teeth from first premolar to the first premolar, depending on how you're smiling. You can even look at the mirror before you, just so that you can have an idea. Look at the mirror yourself and smile big and see where the, you know, the edge here stops. If it's stopping at the first premolar, or you can see a little bit from the second premolar, or sometimes even a little tiny bit from the molar, the big molar in the back. This is going to be very important to say, okay, you're going to need like eight veneers or 10 veneers or what exactly. If you want, I only need two veneers, my two front teeth are chipped, I want to fix them. You should not go very white. And this is very important, okay? You should go maybe like a shade lighter than your own teeth. And I'm telling you this out of a personal experience for over 20 years I've been doing this. Go maybe a shade lighter, then you can get the rest of your teeth a little bit whitened that day, and then you can match them. And we usually don't like to do six teeth. It's usually whether you do two, four, or eight, or 10. Six, this is where the canine stops, and this is basically, I'm sorry, This is what we call it, the corner of the mouth, and this is where you don't see the premolars in the back. They're like hiding, and it's like as if you have no teeth in the back. So remember that, whether 2 teeth, 4 teeth, 8 or 10, depending on how big you are smiling. So if it's 2 teeth, it's easy. Usually, if you go to a really good dentist, they can do them on a... Oh, I also forgot something very important. Most of the dentists, they will send your case back to a lab, which means after they scan and let's say, okay, I want the 2 veneers done or 4 veneers done, not everybody has the technology that we have in the office. So in general, the norm really is, okay, whether they scan them or they take a mold, the gooey stuff, and then they put a temporary, and the temporary is going to be made off of that. Remember the mock-up that we did earlier, the wax-up basically of your teeth, they can be made off of this, and they can use, you know, a little bit of a lighter color just to show you how it's going to blend in with the rest of your teeth. Maybe you can get some whitening done, like a professional in-office whitening that day as well. But in our office, we do things extremely differently. We have the whole thing. We have the whole technology in the office. So basically, you can come to the office, we can fix the 2 veneers, the 4 veneers, the 8 veneers, the 10 veneers on the same day. And how can we do that? Because we are elevated dentistry. We are Dom Blanche elevated dentistry. And that means something. Why is that? Because basically, let's say I have the mock-up now and we are happy, we like the teeth, how they look like. So basically, the next step is going to be, we're going to numb the teeth. And not only that, but we can have the mock-up put on your face as if you can see your face with the new smile. This is called the digital smile design. So we can do that together, of course, with my dental designer. And we agree on the teeth color. And then I start to numb you. We put a lot of numbing gel. And then we start to prep the teeth. Remember, a preparation for a veneer is different than a preparation for a crown. The veneer is much more sophisticated, and basically we just kind of remove the very, very tiny thin layer of the enamel. Only the enamel, not the dentin. And I told you last time I'm going to have a quiz. Why do we do that? Do you remember? Somebody needs to tell me in the comments below why the preparation for a veneer should only be in the enamel and not into the dentin. I need to know that, okay? Well, I'm going to say it now quickly. So basically it's because you want it in the enamel because it has like much stronger bond. So once we prep those teeth now, very gently, we have to make sure there is no bleeding now at all. Then we remember that little scanner, the little camera, we go back and rescan everything all over again. Then in my scenario, if it depends, if it's 2 teeth or 4 teeth, as I said, I can just sit, I can design on myself. Been doing this for like almost 9, 10 years now. I've been doing digital dentistry. Now this is called digital dentistry. So I can do that as long as we agreed on the color of the veneers. Now if we're doing a whole smile makeover, like 8 veneers or more, I'm going to need to bring the best, which is my dental designer. And basically I send him the case. I tell him exactly. I send the communication. This is what I want. This is what I need. And it's sent electronically. And if I knew that you were coming and we want to get it done on the same day, I communicate that ahead of time. So basically, he designs the case, send me the file back in probably an hour or less. Then I start milling those veneers while you're sitting watching TV and having your coffee or a little massage in our office. Why is that? Because we're elevated dentistry. You should always ask about that. Get a massage in our office. So once this is done, we're going to have all those veneers ready for you. And then we try them on with a little paste on your teeth and we let you look. We ask you to look at them. Okay. We like them. We like that. Any minor adjustment is very easy to do, but usually I do it after the veneers are actually bonded to your teeth, not cemented, but bonded to your teeth. And basically, okay, we like them. I make sure you are numb still. And then we start to place them. I usually start with the 2 in the front. Then we start going the sides. And after that, we start to remove the excess cement, the excess glue. We clean it up. Then we floss. And something very important about flossing, guys. Very important. When you're flossing your veneer, between your veneers, don't pull it down. Put it in and pull it through. The floss goes in and pull it through. Okay? This is very important. Please. So you put it in, you wrap it around that tooth, clean, pull it, and then you rinse it off. You put it again in the same spot, wrap it around the other tooth, pull it, and that's it. Did you get it? Not only between the two front teeth, obviously, but between the rest of your teeth as well. Okay? So now the veneers are in, then I start to check the bite, which is very important. Sometimes after we put them in, I also make sure everything is completely sealed, and then we start to check the bite. And sometimes when you are a little numb, you don't bite all the way down, and this is very important. We have to check the bite, and usually I would bring you back to make sure the bite is okay, it's comfortable for you. I want to make sure that you're not biting harder on the front teeth and, you know, less on the back. It has to be even. So once this is done, but usually with how we do it and with all the digital dentistry, it's very minor adjustment. And then you look at yourself, and this is when the tears start to happen because, oh my God, I can't believe my smile. I can't believe how I look. I look fantastic. Yes. Thank you. So why is it very important to have an eye guard after the fact that, okay, we have now veneers in? It's important because at home, at night, you might be grinding your teeth. You might hit your teeth a certain way when you're sleeping. You don't remember. So it's always good to have them protected. Okay? So today we spoke about few things. We spoke about the process. How do we start the process of a smile makeover? Remember, first, it's going to be the photos. Of course, you have to select the dentist to do that. And by the way, when you are selecting a dentist for veneers, you have to go to somebody who they know what they're doing and they've done it for so many times. And feel free, you have to ask them, show me pictures. Like I had a patient once and she had what we call a low lip line. Like her upper lip is low and when she smiles, she cannot see teeth. And I've had that like gazillion times. So she asked me, I want to see pictures. I said, sure. And I have a consent from patients. But I usually would send the pictures of the smile. Like, you know, if you're smiling and then you cannot see teeth and then you start, oh my God, look, they're growing. Okay, they're growing. Of course, with some veneers or, yeah, but sometimes also they might need a lip lift to be done as well. But usually we have to fix the veneers first, put the smile into the ultimate position, then they can get a lip lift after. Unless if there is like a full mouth rehabilitation. That's a whole different episode. Okay, guys? So today we spoke about how do we make veneers in the office or what is the process of having veneers done? And if you're interested, the link is going to be, I'm going to put it in the show notes so that you can send me an application for that. Now, let's talk about maintenance. Okay, I have my veneers now. I'm not going to brush them. I'm not going to touch them. I love them the way they are. No. You have to treat your veneers now as your teeth. They're part of your teeth. How do we do that? Of course, you're going to brush them every day. I would use some sensitive toothpaste because some of the side effects or post-operative complications, sensitivity, which is normal. If you have sensitivity to begin with, then maybe veneers is not for you, or maybe you should be using sensitive toothpaste to start with maybe a couple of weeks before even the process. But veneers comes with some sensitivity, maybe the first week or two. Some people, they don't even feel any sensitivity at all. So it really depends on you. So we need to use toothpaste for sensitive teeth. Remember, an eye guard is very important for that to protect your bite and basically to protect your investment. Flossing, and remember when I said the flossing, you put the floss in, you clean, you pull it through. Don't pull it down, please, for the love of God, please. Pull it through. And you can sometimes also use a water pick in combination with the floss. A water pick alone is not enough. It doesn't really clean between the teeth. You still need the floss, then a little bit of water pick just to keep it clean. And you can use a little bit of warm salt water, any mouth rinse that you want. And don't forget, you can go back and hear me what I was talking about, the mouthwash and which one should we be using in another episode. Then basically you have to go for your checkups and cleanings. Now, with porcelain veneers, even if your gums recede a tiny little bit, sometimes it doesn't really show. But with age, 10 years, 20 years, the gum starts to recede, you start to see part of the root. Maybe you can start to get like one or two replaced, but very minor, okay? Unless if you have a really gummy smile. And if you have a gummy smile to begin with, then maybe you should have some sort of a gum surgery to kind of recontour it to make it less of a gummy smile to begin with, okay? It doesn't look good if you have very white teeth and gummy smile. You have to make sure that when you're smiling, it's all about the aesthetic smile. So when you're smiling, you want to see just a tiny little bit, maybe from the gum, not even from the two front teeth, from the two on the side, just a little tiny bit. Okay, I hope you enjoyed part two of dental veneers, and we're going to have another session next week. So please tell me in the comments if you enjoyed it or if you have any questions that I can answer for you for dental veneers. And don't forget, if you take care of your teeth, they will take care of you. Until then, keep smiling with Dr. Saad. Have a good one, everybody.
Thank you very much for taking the time to listen to our weekly podcast. This show wouldn't really be possible without you. If you are a fan of the show, please leave us a comment on Instagram at rodwasad_DMD. The link is in the show notes. Until our next episode, remember, if you take care of your teeth will take care of you. Keep smiling with Dr. Saad.